Okay, and a war. Again, I'm just going to note down some speculations here of things going on. I mean, when I'm listening to Alexander, whatever his name is, that you've got... You got Middle East here, for instance, this, because this is what he's talking about, and you got, this is what he's saying, before 2011, you got Turkey, you got Syria, and you got Iran, kind of buddies there, friends, and they were hanging closely, you know, supporting each other. And this way, they were kind of protecting the area against Israel. Then what happened? Now, I have to get the time frame right here, but in my book here, we're talking end of war. And we keep seeing in our book here, these CIA agents, they're running around, and there's so much to do these days. Now we've got to go to Syria and we're going to make a color revolution there. No, but we just had one in Lebanon. Yeah, but you know. Well, where was it? Libya, I mixed them up. So it's kind of like that. They're running out and they make a color revolution. You know, Assad is a demon and he has horns on his head and he's Hitler mustache and he's eating little children and he's killing his own people with chemical weapons or whatever we can come up with and have people they believe anything. I mean, we're talking like these CIA agents, they're working. Why are you doing this? Well, you know, we're just doing our job, following an order, but then someone starts to think a bit more about this, you know, of course. And look, you know, here we are paying these ISIS terrorist groups, these fanatic Islamist groups to fight against this leader Assad here, and the whole world now believes he's a demon, dictator, cruel, terrible in all ways. Evil. And this is kind of such a standard procedure nowadays for the CIA agents that they just, you know, who's going to take care of it this time? I just did it in another country, my team, you know. So, why? Well, it was just ordered by Israel through the U.S., government that, you know, we should do this, protect us, because most of those people who are running Israel, they live in a very rich people living in the U.S. And so there, it's not about the country really with some people, of course it's a country with people, but it just happens to be there and defends itself against the cruel Muslim environment, but it's a country created by Zionists in the USA, and it's not even so much the Zionists, it's a business project, because you need to have a presence there. we should actually take over the whole Middle East and control the Middle East. It's too important to lose the grip there. It's an oil place. Who controls the oil controls the world. So, I mean, these are big powers involved, much bigger than a little nation there with some Jews. Yeah, well, maybe it's all ultimately powered by the Jews, but it doesn't really have to be, you could say, limited to this, that kind of thing. But it's a business thing. It's much bigger. So therefore these CIA agents, they are just, that's their job, you know. They're okay, they're doing their job, trying to split up there between Turkey and I don't know the exact events that what actually happened, but you can look it up. Turkey and Syria and the Kurds and the whole thing, there must be something there. So they could manipulate that whole thing and make fight, or all of a sudden enmity between them. And we can look at the map how Syria was so all of a sudden completely split up there. So in this way they caused chaos in the Middle East there, and there was not a united strong front anymore threatening Israel. Something like that. We just put this into it. So and try to be as historically accurate as possible, but we can make it in a kind of action movie way.